Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiver. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock takes. Going to put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hardman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
On the Odyssey app.
Hate me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. Woo! How we doing this Sunday morning, boys? We doing all right? We doing
man,
good?
Man, suitcase full of hundreds, bro.
Go Gadget radio station.
Absolutely. Do you know who Inspector
yes,
Gadget is?
Yes, I know okay. who Inspector Gadget is.
That is the best young. Shirt.
Come on. Well,
thank you, man. And I'm loving the Blazers PDX carpet.
Appreciate
looking there.
You.
They're still Mariner colors, but I mean,
damn right.
You know, showed your variety today.
Hey, it's the last day of the season. It's a merciful end for Portland Trail Blazers fans. Scoot's been playing well last couple of games. I might have to eat a little crow after that.
I'm sure you're not happy about that.
You know what?
God forbid the Blazers' number three overall pick actually does something good. Damn it!
Actually plays like Brandon Miller's been playing for the Charlotte Hornets
Yikes.
All season.
Jordan's like, Yikes. Damn, this does not help my take here.
Brandon Miller's really good, but I mean, we'll talk about the Blazers at some point, but I have to say this, and I'm not sure if you guys ever really noticed it when watching the Blazers. We don't play well in other jerseys.
At all? Oh.
Oh, well, no, but there's that.
In other jerseys.
When we wore the PDX jerseys, we didn't play extremely well in those. When we wore the jerseys that were created for the play-in, like the plaid kind of print on the Portland or the PDX sign, we didn't play incredibly well in those. Like, when we kind of start...
I want to say those poopy brown Oregon jerseys that we had. That was... was that the 2020 season?
That was... long enough to forget.
I think Melo was here with those.
Yeah. Those. I have a Melo jersey, by the way. I was debating on wearing that or just like Blazers jacket status today. Kind of a random one that in 20 years I'll probably look back on and laugh, but still wear. But that brown jersey, wasn't that like a Native American tribute or something like that?
I think it was just like an Oregon tribute. They put like the...
It was very stupid.
The orange, red, and blue that was on it was like dedication to the Painted Hills out there and John Day. And it also had like, I think, the topographic lines on it for like a topographic map for like elevation change.
Why is it brown? Why is it brown?
And the logo was cursive on the front.
Like
I said, it was so weird.
Poopy brown.
Didn't like that
Poopy
one.
Brown for the Blazers.
We've had some great jerseys, but some really bad ones, too.
Yeah.
They've never gone classic throwback 90s. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do
just
that.
Just give me a straight-up Blazers 98-99, like, jersey for a game or two.
I want the Blazers one where it's Blazers vertically, like, going down.
Yeah,
the 70s, 77?
Yeah.
That was
the
championship season one.
That's what I
want
to see.
They made
They've
those
done that
again.
A couple times.
Like, you know, I had a Rasheed Wallace one, you know, that went down like that, like was pretty dope. I was thinking about this, and I know you were about to say something, Joe, forgive me, but If you like made a collection,
I don't forgive you.
Of well, please, man.
All right, fine.
If you made like a, if you start talking about all the guys that played for the Blazers, like it's a pretty dope ass roster of people that have come through and played for this team. You know, sans some of the people we've had recently.
I was gonna say right now.
Yeah, but like Rod Strickland played for the Blazers at a point
twice.
And it was cold, you know what I mean? Like, was it Derek Anderson? You know, played for the Blazers and was really good here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
these are our two that we're going
for. Why are you laughing? Da was one of my favorite Blazers as a kid.
Yeah, don't know if Derek Anderson was leading the Blazers to a lot of playoff victories.
They were playing well with Derek Anderson. Yeah.
In his first season when he started, he was scoring a lot of points for them. So shut up,
Joe. Well, Delano Banton scores a lot of points for the Blazers
right now.
Delano
Banton is good, man. Delano Banton, I'm telling you.
Somebody's got to score 30.
Listen, you don't just get buckets. Even if you're on a trash team, you don't just get buckets like that every night and you're not cold. Like, Steph was getting blown out the water his first couple years in Golden State before he really got a chance to let loose. Like, what if, you never know, what if Banton is what you were looking for? What if he's Jalen Brunson? Nobody saw that coming in Dallas.
I bet you Delano Banton has a two-way contract in the net in two seasons.
If the Blazers drafted Jalen Brunson, he would have turned into his daddy, Rick Brunson, who played for the Blazers as well, by the way.
This is way too much Blazers talk to start a Sports Sunday. And plus, we have plenty of time for that in the second hour, actually.
But one quick little, to give you a
quick. But here's more.
No, just a fun note. Damian Lillard, Brandon Roy, Bill Walton have all worn that Blazers jersey that you talk of, Joe.
The one with the font down the side.
Yes, yeah, so that is probably like peak. Like, it's funny that Rashad mentions all the great names. That is one of the jerseys that you could probably find on eBay with like all the great names. So it's pretty fun. So, good pick.
Second hour, we're going to actually have Brandon Sprague on to tie a bow on this Blazers season. I tried to get Mike Richmond I believe, Locked On Blazers. And he has his own podcast. He does a great job. I asked Sprague for his number, and when I asked for it, Sprague said, "Why?" I'm like, what do you think? Like, I want to go have lunch with the guy? Like, no, I want him on the show. And then there was a long pause between text messages from when he asked that to when he gave me the number. I bet you he texted Mike. He said, "Hey, you're going to get a text from this guy, Joe Fisher. Just say that you can't. Just say that
you're
you
busy.
Can't do the show,
I'm booked,
all right?
Bud.
He's going to hit on you, okay? Yeah, just so you know.
Just don't. Do the show, all right? So I got Sprague instead. But I feel like there was a moment yesterday where I had to bring up, because I was at the Portland Timbers match and saw a couple people there, a friend of mine, but there was one person from the fan that I saw. And I was in a section that was like right near one of the tunnels to go into the concourse, the concessions area. So there was a bunch of people walking back and forth and by me. And who do I see? I see one, Jason Swigard.
Yeah!
All right, Swag.
Yeah, I see him walking by, and I just let out a, Swigard! And he gives me a quick turn, how you doing? And then starts and just keeps walking, and then walks into the tunnel. And I was like, I think Swigard just big-timed me.
That absolutely just big-timed you.
I think he just heard his name.
And was like, hey.
And assumed it was just a listener
fan.
Or someone that Someone's knows of fan. Him from his Portland Pilots fame.
We think
his Hillsborough Hops fame.
Here's the situation.
And it was a quick, how you doing? And then he kept it moving. And then I was like,
maybe he really wants to get back to the game.
I'm like, okay. I think it was during the game. Like, it wasn't during halftime or anything like that. And he came back, two beers in hands, and I was like, hey, Swigard, how's it going? And he was like, oh, it's going great. And I'm like, well, I'd give you bones right now, but you're double-fisting beers right now. So,
Hell yeah.
How we all doing today? He says to me and Joey and the girlfriend. And I'm like, hey, doing good, as long as we keep a lead, right? And then he goes about his merry way. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that he just gave me a Swigard big time.
Yeah, absolutely. He was really in a rush. Like, I want to get back. I don't want to miss any of the action, which is weird because soccer is a long game. So,
but there's no commercials,
and there's no commercials, right? And so, but still,
I will say,
long enough for me to be able to hang around, like, bro, what's up?
He probably did it right though, because I went to the concessions and the restroom like right before halftime started. Absolute mess. Like, that was, dear God, just jam packed, shoulder to shoulder. ass to ass in the concourse trying to wait for some popcorn and beers. So he went, I think, with like 10 minutes left to go in the first half.
Well, he's an expert.
Yeah, and yeah, he was in and out, bam, bam, had two beers ready to go. But yeah, Swigard was there, and I feel a little offended. He gave me the quick, how you doing? And then just kept her moving.
You should say hurt Swigard. We should call
Hold
him.
On, everybody.
We should call him and tell him he's on the air and tell him to apologize.
And then Joey, he pointed out, he's like, does he have a customized jersey? And I look.
Uh-oh.
And sure enough, he was wearing a customized Portland Timbers Swigard jersey. And I was saying to Joey and my girlfriend, I was like, all right, I think there's got to be like an age cutoff on customized jersey.
12? You know,
that's the second customized jersey from a middle-aged man I've seen in the last month. That one Swigard with the Portland Timbers. And then Jake the Hater has a customized PDX carpet jersey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, he does.
That that's says awesome. Jake the Hater on the back, which I'll give him somewhat credit for that, for the branding aspect of it. But still, a grown man wearing a customized jersey.
Well, at least it doesn't say his last name on there. Like, it's clearly like a tongue-in-cheek type thing. Like, that's my nickname, you know, Jake the Hater and everything. Shout out to my guy, Jake the Hater, too. You know what I'm saying?
You guys might have to replace me as your producer, then.
But, man, uh-oh, wait a minute. Jordan, how many Mariners jerseys do you have that say Schultz on the back of them? How many?
I have got like a 2000s Mariners jersey that says Schultz. I've got like an old Blazers red jersey. Remember when
we're going multiple?
Remember the first time they came out the red jerseys in the 2000s?
Plural.
So how old were you when you got these?
The Mariners one, I was 18. The Blazers
Passable.
Red, I was 14.
Passable.
The green was a gift from I got Mariners teal green, but it was like my first ever authentic Major League Baseball jersey. Right. Like not the replicas,
not the print,
the ones
not
that,
with the print on them, not the, yeah.
No, this cost $300. It was still when they were made out of that majestic wool. So it's nice and thick, feels good.
Right.
That Mariners teal, you're funny.
Bottle jacking right now.
Yeah.
Had to be immature, didn't you, Joe?
I don't know. That was the
computer.
That was a gift from my dad at about 25.
Okay. Do you wear that one like to
You've
Mariner
seen me
games?
Wear that one.
Okay.
I've worn that one in the studio. I've worn it to Mariner games.
Okay.
I've worn it just out.
That one, because it was a gift from your dad, okay. Like again,
I didn't buy it myself.
Passable. Yeah, as long as you're not buying. And the other one, you're 18, you're 14, you're a kid. Like, that totally makes sense at that point. But once you're like 27... 28, like, there's no... No, honestly, I don't think you should be wearing men's jerseys.
Just jerseys at
all.
Oh.
I feel like throwback jerseys, like a hardwood classic, a Mitchell and Ness.
Got to be somebody
depending
that...
Depending on what it is, like...
Like a Clyde the Glide. You know, like, legit.
Passable.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's got to be pretty... It's got to be pretty...
But if you're wearing a Scoot jersey, like... What are you
You're
doing,
a little
bro?
Creep.
What are you doing?
Well, what about, like, family jerseys? Like, if you... You know, my wife and I, we want to do Mr. and Mrs. Schulte. You know, like, we got to go buy those ourselves, though. Or, like, if we did those, like...
Like a customized him and her jersey?
Yes, and then, like, with the kids
I'm with
as well.
Stupid, it says on the back or something like that on the name.
If you're a Mariner fan that is as devoted as I am, that's what my wife would
Is this
wear,
your wife's idea?
Yes, then she was the one that said, I want to do this.
Then maybe. I think you have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You strike me as a matching PJs on Christmas type of guy.
Oh,
is that
damn
you?
Right.
Is that you?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
I knew it.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
No, absolutely no.
Okay. I was
Sorry,
gonna say,
bud.
I'm out on that as well.
Yeah, there's not a chance in hell you're getting me to take pictures with all of us wearing the same flannel pajamas.
Hey, it's comfy, babe.
All right. Hey, I threw up a poll question for the show today.
You did?
Yes, I did. I was curious what the people were going to be watching today. Was it a, are you watching the Masters, the final round of the Masters? Are you watching the final day of NBA action? All 30 teams are playing today to get the playoff seating filled in. And I also put other and touching grass as the fourth option, meaning you're not watching anything
you're
enjoying the day. You are gardening, golfing, just doing something where you aren't in front of a TV. Right now, final round at the Masters, running away with it, 50.8%. Second is touching grass, 23.1%. Third place is other, 20%. And the final day of the NBA season, 6.2%.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah. A lot of local upset fans there.
Yeah. I mean, no one really wants to watch Blazer basketball, number one. So that's, I assume that's who most teams or most people would be watching, you know, especially from this area, are the Blazers play. But yeah, at this point, no one, this has been a bit of a letdown of an NBA season.
Yeah,
well, but
we can get to this at some point because I do want to talk about the NBA playoff scenarios because there's still a lot to be decided. I want to say it's like 15 out of the 20 seeds are up for grabs today. But yeah, I kind of want to talk about that because I don't know if it's just a local Portland thing where our team sucks so bad that we don't care about the rest of the league, or if it's an NBA thing in general where the NBA is just kind of fallen by the wayside when it comes to like they're a distant second now when it comes to the most popular sports in America. Like it's football, and then NBA is kind of just starting to fall down the radar and starting to be on par with like MLB and NHL and golf and that's just kind of the vibes I get, but we could talk about it a little bit more. You can share your thoughts on the Vancouver Four text line, 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. All text to the fan or via the Vancouver Four text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Where I do want to start, though, Rashad, he was just texting me all night last night saying Bud, we got to start with the Masters. We got to start with golf.
I don't know how we can start with anything else.
Yes, it is the final round at the Masters, and I think that you will be surprised about my feelings on the Masters in the game of golf right now. We get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I was starting my rant early. I couldn't even...
Yeah, I'm like, man, we're not in an air yet, man. Chill. Wait.
I couldn't even wait to get to the segment here.
Sometimes it happens like that. Like, during the break, we get all our good stuff out, then come back on air, and it's still pretty good, but...
Dude, I'm hot. I'm bothered.
But I think this would be... Arr. You're passionate about this.
Yes.
Don't ever play that.
What was the context of that, by the way?
Arr. We were talking about the... I want to say something to have to do with either lions or tigers.
I was going
to
say tigers. Yeah. That's kind
of
what that's
one about. One of those two, you know what I'm saying?
That's lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Oh my, yeah. You know, we were talking something to do, you know, with that.
Well, this segment we could talk a little bit of tiger, but really I wanted this to be an all-encompassing master segment because quite honestly, like, this is the Masters. It's the greatest sporting event in the game of golf all year long. And I have just found myself more frustrated than anything. Yeah, this music will go well with me being pissed off. Because...
You have any rage against the machine back there?
I need you to do your rant like this, Joe. Yeah. Do it like this.
Because right now...
I'm kidding.
The only Masters that I can watch is Tiger Woods, which, yes, it is Tiger Woods, but he is literally dead last. He shot 10 over par yesterday... for his worst round at the Masters ever in 82. Mm. But what also just pissed me off, especially about yesterday, Thursday this happened as well, is their selection of the coverage of what you can watch is so annoying and just pisses me off because let me give you Thursday, for example. The Masters is about to begin. They have the honorary starters out. I believe it was Tom Watson, Jack Nicklaus.
Gary Player
was out there. The honorary olds out there to hit off the first tee. And then what happens? All right, folks. There we go. We have our honorary starters, and the Masters is officially underway.
Old rich white guys looking awesome out there.
But we're actually not going to let you watch it for the first hour. There's no broadcast. So the actual golfers started, and you couldn't watch it for like another hour and an hour and a half.
Well, maybe they felt like they could kind of provide some more compelling.
Oh, yeah, more than the golf, the actual golf that is being played.
Wait, like maybe. Nowhere on ESPN Plus you could watch this?
There was nothing available for the first, like, hour, hour and a half. Couldn't watch anything.
Except for Tiger?
No, on Thursday, nothing.
Oh, Thursday, nothing.
It was like, because there was a delay also. So I think it started at 7:30. There was no way to watch any Masters until like 8:30, 8:45, 9, something like that. And so I'm like, all right, cool. What a start. And then we get to the Masters yesterday, where this is moving day, the final round. You could not watch Masters coverage. If you have the Masters app or ESPN Plus, there's like featured groups and featured holes. Yesterday, the featured group that I had to watch was Rory McIlroy, and he was like 9 strokes off the lead. And then some other dude, Camilo Villegas, who had a popped-up collar. That was pissing me off the entire time, too. The collar itself. He did have some fresh, low Jordan 1s, so okay. I will give him that. But I had to watch that for like 2.5 hours. And then the official broadcast started at noon. The leaders had already teed off. Like, the leaders at the top of the Masters leaderboard on round 3, moving day, they were already like 2-3 holes into their round, and then they showed up. I had to find Scottie Scheffler. His first hole yesterday, he chipped in from 32 yards out. Pretty cool, right?
Oh, that was impressive. Beautiful.
Yeah, didn't see it. I actually had to find out from the commentator who was following Rory's group. He's like, "Do you want me to tell you guys how Scottie just finished his first hole?" And they're like, "Yeah, please do." He just chipped out from 32 yards out. I'm like, "Well, that would have been cool to see." Like, live, watching that, but I guess not. No. All right. Thanks, guys. And so now, today, you got to wait until, I believe, 11 is when the coverage starts. So you will actually be able to see the leaders tee off today. Thank God, right? But this is what it's been like.
Maybe that's what they've been saving it for, is just for Sunday is when you're going to get all the shebang.
Sunday at the Masters, you know. It's
that's really the sacred day.
It is the main event. Yeah, exactly. But again, like, as someone who wants to watch the Masters, the entire tournament, like from beginning to end, the fact that they are so selective in how they choose, and I understand like golf has names, but when Rory McIlroy, and yeah, I know how big of a name he is 9-10 strokes off the lead, like doesn't have a chance yesterday, the way that he was golfing. I was just like, dude, I don't want to watch this. Like, can I show the guys that are actually have a chance that are climbing up the leaderboard? Another example, Colin Morikawa, who I believe is a stroke off the lead. He's right there at the top of the leaderboard. He birdied his first 3 holes yesterday. Didn't see any of them. And it, like, What are we doing?
On a Saturday with you're talking about like way less golfers available to cover, and they still don't have that as a feature.
Yeah, dude, it's just so frustrating. And then outside of the coverage of the Masters itself, the golfers, whenever I see the live golfers out there, like whatever, as far as their decision goes, you know, whatever. But it is frustrating because 2020, the game was in such a great spot. We were heading into this like post Tiger era, and the game was in a really good spot as far as talent goes, rivalries, personalities, and then it all got effed up because of this live stuff. And now a lot of these guys that are participating at the Masters, it just, whenever I see their face, I'm just like, dude, really? Like, you guys really had to make this decision and screw this all up. Like, really?
Man, because they were giving out a lot of money for Liv, man.
Like, trust me, I've said it in every walk of life. If someone were to offer you 10 times the amount that you've ever made in your whole career of work, your whole work career, just as like a signing bonus, yeah, we would all do it.
I'm done. Yeah, I got to go. So I understand that it kind of put a wrinkle in things, but still, I think you've got some amazing golfers out there. You got, I mean, I'm looking at the leaderboard, and like you said, Tiger's dead last, you know, and that's how many great golfers. I think the media coverage is going to be on Tiger Woods. Like, I'm not surprised that they put Woods and Rahm together, and, you know, as far as being having the camera follow around arguably the greatest golfer of all time, you know, so that makes sense. Even if he is dead last, what they should be doing is flexing stuff out. Like, I've always hated if we're watching an NFL game, like, you know, and the score is 35-3. Like, bro, can we get another game?
We can kill,
like,
this.
Yeah, we can kill it. Yeah, this game is over. Like, but there's a game that's not televised on CBS, on Fox, on, you know, on whatever. Man, just give us that one instead. Like, I wish they were able to do that more, because, yes, if Tiger's dead last, and let's say he shoots another near 82. I don't think he's going to do another 82.
I will say, you guys, I do remember not only were there not just, because it's like you go to ESPN Plus, there's one featured group this year, the normal Amen Corner, and then the 13th, 14th, and 15th coverage at the Masters. On top of that, last year, I swear, they had at least four other featured groups covered. And so I don't know if they've just done a reduction in staff this year, but not only that, they had so many different features going on at the Masters. Like, Joe, you're talking about the start time, but at least with that delayed start time, sometimes they had some really good coverage. And I'm not talking boring Marty Smith interviews. I'm talking Mike Tirico at the clubhouse, Mike Tirico out, you know, where the $1.50 egg salad sandwiches are, showing you kind of what you're missing not being at the Masters. Last year, in 2023, I was sitting there with my wife, and even she, who's a pretty fair weather sports fan, is like, oh my God, this is very interesting. It's fun. It makes me want to be there.
Well, maybe that's what their like goal is with this coverage, is like, don't give them too much, because we want people to get, this is the Masters, this is Augusta, right? Like, you have to be here to experience.
So to decrease the amount from last year, though? No, you make it a great point.
As far as that goes, but
it sucks. Not as much available.
Yesterday was just like, really? We have our leaders teeing off, and I can't watch it. I am forced to watch guys that don't have a chance at this point in the tournament.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's silly, and this is where I think it's important to be able to pivot, and, you know, especially in when we're talking television and compelling television. Like, if I don't want to watch a blowout, and again, I don't want to, if we're talking about golf, I want to see everybody. And when you're seeing everybody, you're seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's okay. Like, you can show all that, but don't give me, obviously, Tiger Woods, because he's Tiger Woods.
But again, when he's like this, it's like, dude.
Again, so, and that's what I'm saying. If I would rather see what Max Homa is able to do, you know, at this point, especially being, what, third on the leaderboard now? Like, yeah, show me that. You know, show me everybody, as opposed to just who you decided to put the spotlight on. Tiger doesn't need any more spotlight. I think he's had plenty, you know. And so now, this was an opportunity, especially as we're getting into this more digital age of everything, and you see now it used to be just Masters was on Channel 6. It used to be on CBS, and that was the only way you can see anything.
And again, the coverage today, I'm pretty sure it starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 4, so that way you can see the leaders.
It's not even tape delayed. Like, even if you showed me, like, what happened earlier, you know, like, that would be cool, but you don't even get that part, so.
So, yeah. Right now, currently, you can watch Woods and John Rahm's group. And then you can watch holes 4, 5, and 6. So the players come through there, Amen Corner, and then holes 15 and 16.
And here's the cool part. This is the most Masters coverage ever. Like, this is a lot of things to show. And you still aren't showing the most important part, which is the actual golfers playing.
Well, and sometimes just to make sure I'm not losing my mind, like, I jump on Twitter, right, and just search the latest tweets for Masters coverage or Masters broadcast to see what other people are saying. It's a consensus. Like, people are, there is not one, it's few and far between where people are like, oh yeah, they're nailing this coverage right now. It's a lot of like, why can't I watch? Why is this being shown 15, 20, 30 minutes after this group is teed off? Why? Like, it's, and trust me, the Brits aren't happy either. Sky Sports is getting ripped a new one. People are not happy with the Sky Sports coverage over there in the UK. But again, it's frustrating. And again, seeing the LIV guys out there, that it frustrates me even more because of where things were a couple of years ago. The ratings have been decimated in golf over the last year. I believe they're like down 20% overall. But all can be saved today. It can all be made up to me if I win my Masters pool. If I can win myself some money, man.
What's it looking like? What's
the much better than it was to start the day yesterday. Okay. I thought I had no chance. And then Pimento Cheese S ended up coming back, baby. And right now it's looking good. We had, honestly, this was one of the more sacrilege things yesterday. Was one of my buddies has Tiger Woods in his group. So I had to somewhat root for Tiger Woods to not play as well yesterday. I wasn't hoping he would shoot an 82, for God's sakes, but I did need Tiger not to play that well yesterday, and boy, he did not.
You got your wish.
That's not. I didn't want that.
He literally had the worst day that he's ever had.
Did not want that. All right, but right now I'm one stroke off the lead. All right, I need Scotty to come through. Scotty Scheffler apparently is like his wife might have a baby today, so that's gonna be something to I guess keep an eye on. She's gonna have a baby on the course. No,
sure there are doctors available.
Yeah, that'd be great. My child was born at Augusta.
Born to be great.
So he's the leader right now at the top of the leaderboard, 7 under. He could win his second gold jacket. Max Homa is up there as well at 5 under. But Colin Morikawa is in second place at 6 under par. So coverage starts for that right after our show. Not here on the Fan, but it does start at 11 a.m. And the final group tees off at 11:30.
You know, lost in all this, it's been a really fun Masters to watch when you could get the good holes or catch the great moments. Like, it's been, I think they had some of the windiest conditions ever on Friday at that course in Augusta. So it's been entertaining, but yeah, it sucks that they don't have all the right featured groups.
Also, I don't know, it's just that this has been a tough course this week with the conditions, like you're saying, with the wind, and then yesterday the course was playing super hard. Like, dudes are scoring low. And it is, like, ugly. And someone on the coverage yesterday was saying, he's like, gosh, we need to give these fans something to cheer about. Because, I mean, they might have to start cheering for bogeys out there.
Let's make things more difficult at the Masters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's go ahead and throw in some wind and some other elements. So yeah, I mean, it's been, for what you've been able to see, and mind you, I haven't watched nearly as much as either of you, but what we've been able to see, it's been fun when we've been able to see it. But, you know, I haven't been trying to watch, you know, Amen Corner or holes 4, 5, and 6 or anything that's online. Like, if it's not on TV at that point, then I'm kind of like, all right, bro, moving on.
Yeah. Again, I don't know what the reason is, and if it's, but there, to me, there should be no reason that CBS, whatever, should be locking down. The Golf Channel should be locking down the Masters. Like, we're starting at 8 a.m. and we're rolling through 4 p.m. all day.
Well, if you're saying Sky Sports has an issue, too, and people are getting on the Brits, I would assume, guys, it's like the Olympics where they offer the coverage themselves. Like, it's a single production group that gives everything, all the camera feeds, all the stuff to NBC, to ABC, to all the people worldwide in different countries. This might be on the people at Augusta, and whoever is hosting this at the Masters, it could be on them for limiting the production that people had this year. I don't know.
Yeah. I would like answers. I want answers, damn it.
You should write a, you know,
strongly worded letter to the Masters. Worded.
Yeah.
Text Rop, see if he can ask questions while he's there today.
Yeah. Rop, the roving reporter at Augusta. I'm sure that's what he wants to do. What I do want to do next, though, is take a look at this NBA playoff final day. The playoff scenarios on this final day. There's a lot, so we're not going to get to all of them. But we'll take a look at what's locked up, what's at stake today, because, again, 15 out of the 20 seeds in the NBA playoffs are up for grabs today on the final day of the regular season. We'll get to that next here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan, but Schultz, SportsCenter update.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/acrossamerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it is the final day of the NBA season. One last quick golf note, because I was going off to Rashad in the break about Rory McIlroy and how he just drives me absolutely nuts when it comes to major golf. 2022, he finished second, and that was after a miracle chip-in from the bunker on 18 that lifted him to a second place finish. He didn't really have a chance to win. I'm pretty sure Hideki had it locked up at that point. But two of the was it last year he missed the cut, and in 2021 he missed the cut at Augusta. So like this is my feelings on him, is that he had an insane run and he just never really has gotten back up to that level when it comes to major golf, and it just is infuriating because every major it's like, I think this is the one that Rory gets, and he hasn't done it for like 10, 11 years since he won his last. So anyways, done. No more golf. I swear, Rashad. I know you want to keep going. I know you want to keep going, bud.
We can keep the conversation
just
going.
One stupid question. What was the last, not even major, when was the last PGA event that he won? Like,
well, he wins 2 to 3 a year. I mean, and it's like the CJ Cup is one of them.
He's winning then, like the Valero Texas Open kind of events.
And then
won
the tour championship a couple of years ago, where it's like all based off of points. And then you go into the tournament with, you know, like a higher score than your contemporaries if you finish it up higher in the standings. So like, is Rory good at golf? Yes. Does he disappoint time and time again when it comes to major golf? Yes. Both things can be true. All right, NBA season is coming to a wrap today, and there's still a lot to be decided. Basically, the only things we know at this point are Celtics, very, very good, number one seed locked in the East.
Right.
The 4-5 matchup in the West is set. You will get the Clippers taking on the Mavericks, which talk about an intriguing series there. I mean,
I love that. I love that.
The Clippers should win, but they'll figure out a way not to, is how I feel. That's my personal opinion on that series.
I think in the past, yes. You know, maybe the Chris Paul-led Clippers.
There is. James Harden is on that team. Keep in mind.
James Harden is on that team. But, like, here's the – he's so good that people are making a big deal about the fact that he's not averaging 20. He's like, bro, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are both really
playing.
Putting in work and playing and putting in work.
What a concept.
Like, injuries are the only thing that are going to keep this Clippers team from moving forward in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that is – Kawhi, I think I saw something that he was like 1.5% off from a 50-40-90 season this year.
That's insane.
Like, good for him, dude. I mean, way to have a healthy year, and even if you were healthy, way to play as much as you could.
Kawhi is, like, quietly, like, the perfect back. Kawhi and Paul George.
Quietly?
Boom!
Come on. You didn't do that on purpose?
I did not, bro. Like,
best dad
I'm awesome,
joke of the week.
Though, but, Kawhi and Paul George, if you think about it, they are really perfect basketball players. Like, there's nothing that they can't do. They do everything. I can get to the basket easy. Middies, good. 3 points, good. The defense, good. I need to rise up on you and finish over you, good. Left hand, right hand at the rim, good. Like, they are really, like, when they were asking kids, I'm sure you saw this, who's your GOAT high school kids, like the best high school players in the nation? Most of them were saying Paul George. Like, he can do everything. Him and Kawhi are scary. So I think, like, again, injury is the only thing that's going to keep them from moving forward.
What is yet to be decided? In the West, the 1-3 seeds are still up for grabs. It could be Denver. It could be Minnesota. It could be Oklahoma City. All I know is if I'm in that, 6, 7, or 8 seed, I don't want to face Denver. That's the one team out of those three where I don't want that matchup to fall into place there, is wherever Denver ends up in that 1-3 scale, I do not want to face them. Minnesota, they're a great team. They're getting Carl Anthony back, so they're going to be healthy. Anthony Edwards has been amazing this year. He has risen up the charts as far as one of the most dominant, electrifying players in the league. And then the Thunder, I mean, they're just deep. They're young. They're fast. Full of energy. They're a fun team to watch. It's just they are very young and haven't been in this. They have not. Not only have they not been in the playoffs at all, they haven't been at this level where you have expectations now to not just like be competitive in a series, but to have NBA title aspirations at this point. So, I mean, we'll see where they end up on the seeding, but big year for a big playoff run for them as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to compare them, but the Warriors were young.
Yeah.
They'd never really been. They've had that one playoff series the year before. And then after that, it was almost 10 years of dominance for Golden State as far as what they were able to do. I'm looking at this OKC team. They're athletic. They're super young, and they're so young to where they don't know that they're not supposed to be able to compete right now. Like, I mean, everybody else looking at them going, they're so young, they're not ready yet. And they're going, yeah, we are. Like, we're the number one seed. And it took this long to build this roster with SGA, and then you add a Chet who missed all of his rookie season, had to come back the next year. You add those Javen Ivies, all those guys. Like, this OKC team, I don't think anybody wants to play them in the playoffs. Like, they're really good. And I mean, really, their youth is the only thing that would stop them from doing anything. Minnesota is chippy. Minnesota, they play tough. I mean, which is crazy because I remember Jimmy Butler calling them soft. They ain't calling Cat soft, but Cat has figured out a way to really be. I think him being a number two now is the best thing that could have happened to Cat.
Yeah.
Clearly, Anthony Edwards is the guy. And now Cat can go to like playing a secondary role. And, oh, you forgot I could shoot threes, huh? Knockdown.
But, I mean, as long as he's healthy, he's got to have a good
series.
That's
the only thing.
He's got to have a good series. Just to start, I think, to have that confidence because he's had some duds in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So.
And then Gobert is still an anchor. You know what I'm saying? He's still a defensive anchor that can change shots and block shots. I think Minnesota, I mean, is the second most complete team of those between them and Denver. Denver is Denver. I think this is probably their championship to lose this year, but yo, they're insane. But I think the if Minnesota gets this number one seed, Chris Finch needs to be coach of the year, 100%.
So I'm kind of interested. Obviously, the number one seed's going to be crazy, but whoever does get the number two seed is most likely out of those three going to have to face off against the Phoenix Suns unless just absolute chaos happens in the play-in. And I hate the play-in. In the East, there's two teams under 500 in the play-in with like the Bulls and the Hawks.
Oh, God, yeah.
I digress. I really cannot stand that we have allowed now 10 teams per league to have a chance at the playoffs. However, the Suns, I feel bad for them because they're two games better than the Lakers. They really should just be in the playoffs.
Well, I don't feel bad for the Suns, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I hate Devin Booker, but I digress. Like, the situation that they're in, I don't like. The Timberwolves, Denver Nuggets, Oklahoma City Thunder are all really good teams, but I do see the Phoenix Suns giving those teams problems, especially, not necessarily Denver, but I like Minnesota, I like OKC. But those teams, I feel like, could have a couple of matchup issues with Phoenix. I mean, Yusuf Nurkic, he's not great, but he's added some play down there. Like, basically, instead of having to dump the ball to DeAndre Ayton, they've now just allowed their guys to shoot. And it really does, I feel like, when Phoenix goes, frees up their offense to beat teams like Minnesota and OKC. So I wonder if you guys think that Phoenix is going to give the number two team trouble, because I do.
Well, let's take a break and finish up talking about this in the next segment because we're up against it, and I would love to talk a little bit more about the West and then also sum up the East as well. Because, yeah, there's just still a lot to be decided. Not even from the play-in aspect. I mean, in the East, 5 through 8 still has to be sorted out. So still a lot to be decided here on this final NBA regular season games. We will get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more. From people who know the team the best, it's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Oh, dear God. Rashad,
I'm not saying nothing I haven't said before, bro.
All right, so let's keep it on track, all right? Not we don't want to go all over the place with what we're talking about.
Bottle jacking right now.
That's what's happening right now.
I'm in here spitting truth.
No, you're not.
I'm in here spitting truth. That's all it is.
Western Conference. All right. So what else has to be decided? The 6 and 7 seed. So basically a playoff spot versus a play-in spot. New Orleans and Phoenix are the two teams that are eligible for the 6 and 7 seed. So big games for them as far as like not even dealing with the play-in mess.
Forgot to set the mood, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh. Round ball rock.
We're talking basketball. Playoff
basketball.
Yeah.
This is LeBron James aging past 40. And he's still amazing.
Well, he did throw like a reverse windmill the other night where I'm like, damn, dude. Like, what the hell?
And I wish that he were on a
better team. Damn, you're good. You guys must be at the top of the standings or something.
I mean.
Darvin Ham sucks.
Depends on where the top is.
Top of the play-in. Possibly.
And that shows the, you know, that shows the LeBron LeBron effect. You don't have to be a great coach to get to the playoffs if you're LeBron. You don't have to.
They might not even get to the playoffs.
They might not, but they're going to get to the play-in, which is like a playoff.
Do you see the clip on Twitter of LeBron just walking away from the huddle as Darvin Ham was drawing up a play?
Not listening to you.
No, bro. Not listening. Austin Reeves kind of followed him. Nobody on that team.
I can't listen to anybody that I cooked on offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you played against LeBron played against Darvin Ham. And cooked him on offense. I can't listen to you, bro.
That'd be tough.
I can't listen to you.
Do as I say, LeBron.
I'm sorry.
Not as I do.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. The rest of the plan for the West, the 8, 9, and 10 seeds have yet to be decided between the Lakers, Warriors, and Kings. I just pray that the Warriors are promptly eliminated and the Lakers are promptly eliminated. I hope neither of those teams make the playoffs.
I don't want a Heat situation for the West from last year.
Oh, well, that's not. Trust me, but that's not going to happen.
No,
neither of those teams are going to make a run.
Thank God.
But
think that's happening at all?
I don't want to even see them in the playoffs because the NBA has a terrible time. They're kind of like golf where it's just like, let's hang on to Tiger Woods as long as possible. Let's hang on to LeBron and the Warriors and these two franchises for as long as possible when they're literally fighting for their playoff lives. So don't make the playoffs. And if they do, get the 8 seed and then promptly swept by the Nuggets. Thank you. 1-2-3 Bahamas. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a team of those that was going to make a run, I think we all think it would be Golden State. Like,
really?
If there one of them was to make this run, I trust the Warriors more than I trust Darvin Ham and the Lakers.
Yeah, I'd put it on Kerr. I think he could wrangle those guys together.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you still got Steve Kerr, you still got Steph Curry, and then Kuminga is probably your second best player overall right now.
I'm not even going to put this energy out into the world that is even a possibility.
I'm not saying they will, but if there was a team that was going to do it, I would put my money on Golden State.
Not having it. Not having this S. Eastern Conference. We've said this a month or so ago. If the Celtics do not just work their way through the East and end up in the NBA Finals, like with only losing 3 or 4 games, like there should be no other team that pushes them in the playoffs.
The thing about the playoff basketball is it's a lot of half court offense. Like you're gonna see some runs and everything like that, but you're gonna see guys that really have to step up at the end of games and, you know, at the end of the shot clock and make buckets. Jason Tatum does not play well in clutch time, crunch time games, you know, when the game is close at the end of the game.
This Celtics team will blow a 20-point lead at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
playoffs.
If you can keep it close with the Celtics, you know, then I think you've got a good chance and maybe knocking them off. So I do see a Milwaukee potentially, you know, if Giannis is healthy.
Seven-game series are just so different, though. It's, you know,
it's
if you can
match.
Get him once, like, hell yeah, all right, we got him. But to be able to beat the Celtics team 4 times over a 7-game series,
I think the first round needs to go back to best of 5 anyway.
It should. Oh, I 100%
I think it needs to go back to
you.
Best of 5. Because game
is...
1, you lose game 1, game 2, it really means nothing. It's cool. Back to even, whatever. But you lose game 1 in a 5-game series, I'm not saying it's panic time, but yeah, it's time to figure out how the hell we fix this.
I agree with you guys 1,000%. It's never going to happen, though. They love that money.
Yeah,
extra
exactly.
games. It sucks. But I don't want that either.
2 through 4 seed still to be decided in the East between Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the Great Land, New York Knicks, and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland?
Yes. Cleveland has a chance. I believe if it ends in a three-way tie, Cleveland does get the two seed. But also, what is yet to be decided is 5, 6, 7, and 8. Those seeds are all still up for grabs. The only things decided in the East are the Celtics at 1, the Bulls at 9, and the Hawks at 10. And I swear to God, if either of those teams somehow make it into the playoffs, like, those two were clearly the worst teams of playoff-eligible teams out of either of these conferences.
Chicago's back in the playoffs. Yes.
No, no.
Yes.
No. So the fact that they even get a chance, this is part of the play-in problem, is why?
They are 24.
Why do we need to see the Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks play each other for a potential playoff spot?
Because it's compelling basketball.
24 games out of first place? Really? That's compelling for you?
For someone.
I
not
almost
for me.
Swore. That's bullsh.
Not for me, but... Man, yeah, the East isn't as... People think the East is bad, man. The East has a bunch of really, really good teams, man. Nobody knows it. Cleveland is cold. Cleveland, man, Donovan Mitchell, arguably the most disrespected and underrated
star. And he's
healthy.
He's healthy. He's back.
Healthy. Man, Donovan Mitchell this year is putting up damn near 27 points, you know, almost 7 assists. Like, there's a reason that this Cavaliers team is playing so well. And then you throw in, you know, all the other... Like the Darius Garlands.
We got Caris LeVert off the bench.
Evan Mobley.
Like, yeah. Come on, man. This Cavaliers team is
Larry
scary.
Hughes.
And
oh, wait.
We know what Donovan Mitchell can do in the playoffs. He gets to the playoffs, and he has almost a Jamal Murray-esque kind of, you know, feel to him once he gets there. We've seen him do some
Who?
Pretty amazing things, huh?
Yeah, you saying that Donovan Mitchell? Oh, yeah.
Donovan
yeah.
Mitchell knows what he's doing in the playoffs.
He
so
sure does. Yeah.
I add that with a rim protector like Jared Allen. There's no reason that the Cavaliers can't make it to the second round. Maybe even the conference finals.
One of my favorite playoff series of all time was the Jazz Nuggets in the bubble. That
Killers,
one, they were
yes,
just
when
man,
they were going at each other.
That was a great playoff yes. series.
Hot take that's not so hot. Cleveland will get further than Milwaukee in the playoffs. I don't think Milwaukee's getting past the first round.
Milwaukee's healthy, man. They're a great team.
They're healthy, yeah.
Yeah, it's and I mean Milwaukee. We've seen them all year. They are just the model of consistency, aren't
right?
they?
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you brought in. Doc Rivers is the model. Of consistency. Well, he's consistently bad, and there's a reason that this team, they should have been killing. They were killing before they made that change at head coach. And now since they've got in Doc Rivers, they are the definition of mediocre.
They may not have Giannis.
And with Giannis out, potentially, yeah. you know, yeah. for some of those games, we know, unfortunately, that Dame is great, but maybe not enough to get you over the hump, you know, just him. Do I trust just Dame and Chris Middleton to get you through the first round, potentially, of the playoffs? Not really.
So the 5 through 8, just real quickly to wrap this up, 5 through 8 seeds are still to be decided between the Magic, the Pacers, the 76ers, who just got Joel Embiid back,
That's
so that will be
news.
Intriguing there.
News.
And then, of course, the Miami Heat and playoff Jimmy Butler. We'll see if the Heat are able to make a deep run. Again, it's like you don't want to be the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference having to face the Celtics right away, but being the 7 or 6 where you face the Bucks or the Knicks, possibly, like yeah. those are two matchups, especially with the Knicks not having Julius Randle anymore. And then, as you mentioned, with Giannis's injury, it's like that's where a team like the 76ers or the Heat, where they can maybe get an upset in the first round
right.
and find themselves in the Eastern Semi-Conference Finals and possibly the Conference Finals.
I will tell you this. The Celtics do not want to play. The Celtics or Milwaukee, if they end up in the 2-seed, they do not want to play Jimmy Butler in the first round.
See,
Jimmy Butler is the Milwaukee's kryptonite. Milwaukee's beaten them once. I think Jimmy has pretty much put it on them every time they played, except for the championship year Milwaukee had.
And with the Celtics, I am just hanging my hat on they were the best team, only 60-win team this year, dominant, that it really – I don't care who they face in the first round, whether it is the Heat or the 76ers, they're going to beat them.
Remember that year Dallas had the best record in the league? And Dirk
lost
won the
Golden
MVP,
State Warriors.
And then they lost in the first round.
To like, my boy BD, Baron Davis.
I could absolutely see the 76ers or the Heat being the team to put either Milwaukee or the Celtics out.
There's a reason that Tyrese Maxey was untouchable in a possible Damian Lillard to Sixers trade. Remember, before the actual deal happened, there were whispers of him mm-hmm. to Philly. And it was like, well, if Tyrese Maxey were included, absolutely. But they said no. And yeah, when he's scoring 35 and Joel Embiid scoring 30, they're pretty unstoppable.
Yeah, they're pretty good, right?
All right, in classic sports radio terms, we'll see what happens. We got a lot of basketball to be played today. But let's tie a bow on this Blazers season. Thank God. We start hour number two next, right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.